CCP activists flood YouTube. The Chinese Communist Party has been active on YouTube for many years, but spotting its influence is becoming harder. Paid agitators are flooding the comment section, and influencers from America and Europe are producing propaganda videos in exchange for cash from the Chinese regime, an Epoch Times review has found. In December 2024, YouTube said it removed more than 20,000 channels over 3 months because of their connection with the Chinese regime. Has manipulated the public opinion space, especially on YouTube, in the past 2-3 years to really focus on using foreign faces and not people from China to try to legitimize their claims, said David Zhang. He runs the China Insider with David Zhang channel, which has more than 1.3 million subscribers, and previously, a program at the Epoch Times sister media outlet NTD. Prominent YouTubers said they were approached by people offering hundreds of dollars to get them to post videos against Falun Gong, a faith group that the Chinese regime particularly targets. One of them is political commentator Tim Pool. At some point, I got an email where they were like, "We'll give you $200 to post this video to your YouTube channel," Pool said in an October 2024 podcast. It was like a mini doc that was like 5 to 10 minutes long from some white dude complaining about this group. And I'm like, "I ain't posting that to my channel. What is this?" On the social media platform X, an Epoch Times host active on YouTube was contacted in August 2024 with an offer to provide information on Falun Gong for cryptocurrency. The person, claiming to be a journalist from an independent media, used a stock photo as the profile image. YouTubers critical of the Chinese regime also reported a sudden drop in traffic around November 2024. Chris Chappell, host of China Uncensored with 2 million subscribers, said his users said videos no longer showed up in their feed and suggested videos. While YouTube has attributed such a drop to reduced viewer engagement, Chappell said he has seen other YouTubers experiencing similar issues around the same period. In contrast, Zhang said when he made some of his videos appear to be promoting China, get immediately pushed out to be notified to subscribers to the general audience. "This is artificially affecting what the engagement is," said Chappell. Eva Fu, bookmarks. The U.S. Supreme Court temporarily blocked a censure provision against Maine State Representative Laurel Libby on May 20th, restoring her right to speak and vote on the floor of the state legislature. Libby, a Republican, had been censured by her fellow lawmakers after publicly criticizing biological males competing in women's sports. The U.S. military is shifting focus over to the Indo-Pacific to prepare for potential conflict with China, according to Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. Hegseth said the United States has a grasp on Communist China's motives and capabilities and is preparing to deter any threat, but added, "We don't want that conflict." The Department of Justice is looking into possible civil rights violations by Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson's office following comments where he suggested that he favors hiring black people. The mayor said he wanted to ensure that our people get a chance to grow their business. Elon Musk said on May 20th that he intends to do less political spending for the time being, but isn't ruling out future contributions. Musk, who spent nearly $300 million on Donald Trump's 2024 campaign, said, "I think I've done enough." The U.S. Department of Education has lifted a $37.7 million fine against Grand Canyon University. The fine, imposed in 2023, was based on allegations that pricing for its graduate programs was misleading to students. Stacy Robinson,